And my goodness, it's a party. Central Lakes Adventure School Pillager. We've got Executive Director Sarah Schlocke joining us. Sarah, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having us.
And Sarah, you're standing today.
I am. We've got a full crew here.
You brought your whole school with you. No. How many students do we have here?
Well, we've got five of us today, brought with Maverick, Lexi, Braden, Carter, and Dakota.
Why did you bring the select group of awesome students along with you today?
Oh, it has nothing to do with them being voluntold. That's for sure.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, tell us what's going on. Tell us what these young men and women have been doing, and give us all the details.
Yeah. So we're getting close to the end of semester here, mid-January, and we just keep doing what we're doing out there at Central Lakes Adventure School. We love our project-based learning. We're in our technology session right now, so all things tech-related with the projects that they choose and the visits that we make and the guests that we have.
When you say tech projects, what kind of span of subject matter could fit into that?
All of them.
All?
Yeah.
What kind of projects? Give us some examples of some specific technology projects, maybe.
Well, what do we got going on, guys?
Speak up to the mic. It's right there.
Right.
You're talking to it.
What projects have we gotten into?
Have you done any communication classes where they're not shy? Nothing like
apparently
that.
Apparently
not.
Yeah. Well, we do. Okay, we'll start you off. We have three projects that the teachers are leading, mm-hmm. and they will be choosing two of those over the course of the session. So we have the choices were cryptocurrency and 3D printing and e-waste recycling.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So those are the ones where they chose. But then the crew that I have with today is mostly my seniors.
Okay.
Minus Dakota here.
And Dakota's how old?
She's not going to say.
She's shy? Okay. Why is everybody shy? You know?
I know. She's a sophomore.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
So we got, and that's what's unique about Central Lakes Adventure School. You have all of these age groups, age levels, classes, kind of working together with each other.
Yep. And we do have the opportunity, especially at this older level, where, you know, if they decide that they want to pair up and do something together, that works as well. So they can, you know, propose an idea and then start that project, too.
And what made you determine to go kind of the technology, you know, route as far as that to focus on?
Well, we do have our themes on a three-year cycle. So this just happens to be the way that it landed. But, you know, we find things all relating to what's going on around us and then try to tie that into jobs in the future for these guys, too.
And we've talked about this, too, before, Sarah. When it comes to your curriculum and kind of your focus, you kind of give us a little hint as, you know, you kind of rotate, do I say theme, subject matter? Or how do you kind of coordinate your curriculum when you have this many age levels learning basically at the same time?
Right. Yeah. It's a dance, that's for sure. But the students are able to identify the learning targets that they need to meet. And we call them learning targets, but it is those subject areas. Like, do you need geometry? Do you need physical science? What are those things? And then they have agency over that and choice in what kind of project they're creating for themselves mm-hmm. to try to tackle those separate parts.
What I want to get out of these young men and women here today, if they can speak into
right.
the microphone, is your incentive of why you wanted to or why you have become part of the Central Lakes Adventure School, kind of what made, and feel free, anybody who wants to step up to that mic right there and give their input as far as why you chose or want to be part of this school's curriculum.
Yeah, I joined the school because I needed to finish out my credits so that I can actually graduate.
Mm-hmm.
I was behind on about half of year of school.
How was that transition from what you were doing before to now?
It's very different, but I enjoy going to this school more than any of the other schools that I've ever been to.
Is it because the access to more people helping you, or why is it better for you?
In this school, I can tell that every single one of the teachers cares about me. When the other public schools I've gone to, I know that
right.
those teachers wouldn't care if I made it or not.
So that kind of that intimate feeling, that kind of that, hey, you've got people, you've got resources around you
mm-hmm.
that can help you out. All right. Anybody else want to bring in a little input? Mr. Shy Guy here with the speak up, my friend.
what about?
Why are you part of the? Yeah, you just move up to that microphone right there. Why did you or why do you enjoy? Why do you enjoy going to Central Lakes Adventure School?
There's always something to do for sure. That.
What are you focusing on right now that you are particularly proud of? Any projects?
There's one. I was building a Gaga ball pit that I've been working on for a little while.
Say that again. What?
A Gaga ball pit.
What is that?
It's like a octagon ring.
Okay.
And you like hit a ball around.
That must be one of those new games I'm not familiar with. That sounds like cool. That sounds pretty cool. So you have to design it, build it. What do you have to do?
Yeah, I already have everything all measured out. I just have to put it all together now.
And when you're working on this, and what's your name, by the way?
Braden.
Braden, when you're working on this, how does it make you feel? Do you feel like, you know, this is coming together. This is an accomplishment. This is something I'm making. This is, look at this. I made this. How does that make you feel?
Pretty much what you said. Yeah, yeah, just accomplished. It feels real good.
Right. And I imagine that's kind of the goals that, with a smaller setting like this, Sarah, you have a lot of students that have that same feeling.
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, once they get into something, then it's really easy to keep them engaged in the work. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, our job is to tie in those learning targets so that they, you know, it's like sneaking vegetables onto their dinner plate. You know, they just don't even really know that that's what they're doing.
They don't realize they're actually learning something. Kind of that surprise.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay. And I know Carter here, one of the things that he brought in was like, hey, I'm building a trailer. So tell them a little bit about that.
I had a flatbed trailer that I needed to build, and it was an old camper frame. And I just needed to put, my parents wanted me to make it into a flatbed, so I brought it here because they had a shop.
Mm-hmm.
And they had all the things I needed to build the trailer.
And then do you get guidance from people who might know more? Or how do you find that knowledge that's going to help you make that happen?
YouTube? Or Google.
There's a lot of information out there, isn't there, Sarah?
Yeah.
There is.
A lot of information. And then under kind of in that work environment, how did you apply that to what you're doing there at the school?
This was in our last session, and our last session was manufacturing,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of just tied in with manufacturing, building a new trailer.
Is that going to be something you're going to be doing later on as a career, or something in that direction, or
something in that direction?
Direction. What are you hoping to do?
Diesel mechanic.
Okay, that's really cool. I mean, Sarah, when you can bring students like this that, you know, talk about the projects like that, and I can see the pride when they talk about that. With that smaller setting, that's just something you guys bring forward that maybe a lot of people don't know about.
Yeah, we try to give them the option and the opportunity, and you know, a lot of the students that we have, they came to us also because sitting in a classroom for 7 periods a day, it just wasn't for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I like to come here and share that, is because there's a lot more kids that are feeling the same way. So, you know, they're doing bells at a time that tell them where to go and shuffle them down the hallway. And that's just not how we think that learning should look. So we have more time in our day to spend on the things that mean something to them and help them get their learning targets out of the way so that they can, you know, get out the door in May and hopefully have a little bit of real world under their belt and feel like they're ready to go.
This might not be everybody's story of students wanting to be a part of what you guys do there at Central Lakes Adventure School, Pillager. But, Sarah, is it something where maybe what they were going through a school, whatever school they were in previously, just wasn't working? Like, you know, we kind of got that message from, yeah, as we're talking to the students here. Wasn't working for them before, but now seems to be working better.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. We still are a seat-based program, so, you know, coming to the school is important, but we have a really great campus with a lot of stuff and things, you know, like Carter bringing his trailer in there. Mm-hmm. It's because we had the space and the tools and things that he wanted and needed to finish up his project. And then, you know, we always try to throw in, like, field trips and visits to, like, two-year colleges and universities and places like that, so that these guys have that exposure,
mm-hmm.
and know what the choices are out there for them.
Sounds like you don't have a lot of limitations. It's kind of what they want to learn and go for it.
Yeah, definitely. That is that's my passion when it comes to the charter school world, is we're free, we're public, but our decision-making is very local. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a very small staff, and we all come together and figure out what we need to do so that these guys can be successful.
Yeah, and do you ever get that, well, how much does it cost question often? Because, you know, when you talk about something like this, when I first met you, Sarah, I was thinking, well, is this a private kind of thing? No, it's not. That's not the case.
No. We generate revenue just like your neighborhood school does. So, yeah, the limitation is just, you know, how much we have. And, you know, we're always looking around for grants and donations and things like that to help us out. But because we don't have to worry about the big curriculum pieces per se, because we come about it a different way, mm-hmm. we have different overhead, if you will, than other places do. So we can spend it. You know, our priority is, what do these guys need?
Are you maxed out with the number of students you can accommodate at this time? Or
no, definitely not. We have room for more.
And is it easy? I mean, if somebody's, you know, whatever reason, if parents are listening and they think, well, this might be a good thing for their family or their kids or whatever, is it easy to make that transfer already when we're in December moving into January? And is that a easy process?
I signed myself into school. I'm old enough now where I have to enroll myself. It's the easiest thing I've ever done.
Really?
Yes.
And how was that? Did you talk to Sarah the first thing? Or was that...
I had to talk to Sarah about enrolling into school. But then when I got the papers to sign up for school, it was two papers and I was a part of the school.
Just like that?
Just simple like enough. That.
And how does that work with transportation? I mean, is it, are limitations? Do you have any kind of, do you work with like the Pillager school busing system? Or?
Yep. We use Pillager for transportation. So we are kind of limited to the routes. But, okay. You know, a lot of people, it's a matter of like, what is it worth? Because if the experience they're having currently isn't great and we're a better choice, then usually people figure out how to get to us.
Do people always say, what about the arts? I mean, what about band? What about sports and that kind of thing? How do you respond to that?
Yeah, that's a little bit trickier. We do have elective time every day.
Okay.
But the kids also can kind of take charge of that. So, you know, if they want to concentrate on art for a while, they can spend time doing that. Or, you know, if they wanted to bring in an instrument and start, you know, learning how to do it, then sure, go for it.
So I'm assuming, Sarah, there's not a lot of lectures and sitting in class kind of situations. There might be, but maybe not as much.
No, not as much. And we're pretty active. If we aren't moving around, then we need to find ways to move around because that's how these guys work best.
Do you have any opening houses or anything you want to promote as far as coming in and visiting with you guys? Or is it a simple phone call, popping in? What do you recommend?
Yeah, we don't have a ton of events coming up soon, but... you can just go on the website, centrallakesadventureschool.org, and then on the very top, there's a link to my Calendly. Mm-hmm. I always promote coming in and doing a tour because we are very different. So coming in and getting a vibe for the space and the people that we have around is definitely the best way to understand what you'd be getting into.
And it's not something where you have to qualify. It's just, hey, if you want it, you can get it.
That's right. We're open enrollment, and we have spaces available.
Where are you guys located?
We're on County Road 1, right outside of Pillager, just past the Casey's. Not even like a quarter of a mile on the left.
Anything else you want to mention, sir, before I have to kick you out of here?
I know. I don't know. Man. You guys are awful quiet. This is nuts.
I thought you were going to say, you guys are awful. I think you said quiet. I got a little nervous there.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, this is...
Can I bet you they make... Oh, yeah, go ahead. Feel
can
free.
Can I just say hi to my mom?
You guys want to do a shout-out, feel free to.
Hi, Mom. I love you.
All right. Anybody else? Step up to the... Anybody? He's okay. He doesn't want to. They don't want to.
Well, that one is mine.
Oh!
So
that one is yours? I didn't know that.
Okay. So you just have to shout me out of the room.
All right. He's just say...
Shout her out.
Hey, Mom! Very good. Well, thanks, everybody, for coming in. Sarah Schlocke, Executive Director, Central Lakes Adventure School. Thanks for coming in, Sharon. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.